Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
to Emerging Souls Radio. I'm your host, Queen Kenya.
And I'm Icy the Great.
This is episode 38, entitled Overcoming Strongholds. And you have just heard a track entitled Lead Me to Zion by King Malachi. Today's topic, Overcoming Strongholds, is a very, very touchy subject. And we have scripture to support it, but we're also going to be in a discussion about how we feel about overcoming strongholds, what our experience has been, and how to encourage you during your time of going through. One of the main scriptures that we have today comes from Matthew 6 and 17. It reads, "But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." And that's just a verse of encouragement for you to fast during your time of going through. When you have strongholds that you need deliverance from, or knowledge that you need to gain from God, revelations that you seek, sometimes just saying that you want that or you need it is not enough. Sometimes we have to fast. Sometimes we need to pray more and seek God more. And so then we'll gain what we're seeking by our sacrificing of ourselves. What do you think about that, IC?
I believe that's very factual. You know, we need to understand that these strongholds are not something that we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Not something we want to be a part of. But it's probably generational curses and probably things that we have done that led up to that. And we didn't know that it was that the way we was doing our deeds and our acts and misbehaving and doing what we want to do and rebelling and being stubborn, we didn't know that it would lead up to a stronghold. And we didn't know that sometimes when we connect with a stronghold, it leads to a soul tie connect.
True indeed. So several tracks that you will be hearing today is a reflection of overcoming strongholds, getting closer to God, and encouraging you in the midst of going through. This next track comes from Jen. It's entitled, I Try.
You know I had to say something. Jen. Do I wait for the beat to drop or do I start here? Check it. Forget waiting, this ain't a feature, this is my tape. Time waits for no man, so why the heck should I wait? I could probably run this town if I'd like, but I'm straight. Take a walk in my shoes if you choose. Size 8, you might just feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. They say I'm a changed man, if the Cupid's wearing. I used to think that this was just all entertainment, so I didn't set anything I could get away with. Any consequences, I'm the one that's gotta live with it. The last thing I'm trying to be now is a hypocrite, cause it boils down to way more than what I write. Ultimately, I'm defined by how I live my life. Knew I had to change my ways and believe in what's right. To this day, I still got my own demons to fight. If I had to do it on my own, no doubt I'd be a goner. But I will be victorious, cause God is in my corner. The freedom of expression is truly a gift. It can be used to destroy or used to uplift. If I had to list my flaws, there's plenty I can mention. But through it all, I never had any bad intention. Never thought the youth would take heed to what I say. First and foremost, I apologize for leading you astray. Moving right along, now's the time to right the wrong. So I think long and hard before I start to write a song. Cause as an artist, for every track that you create, ain't no way to know the type of impact that you can make on one person or society as a whole. I'm hoping through these lines you can see inside my soul. Take a long, hard look and you'll start to see the light. It's an autobiographical story of my life. On the cover, just a plain book, here's the missing factor. I'm still the same book, y'all, just on a different chapter. The next generation is headed for disaster. Rappers blaming parents and the parents blame the rappers. A lack of substance, what you hear is so hollow. I feel you, you ain't here to be nobody's role model. I know you trying to eat, no lie, so am I. You shouldn't be offended if what I say just don't apply. We need more of the truth in the game, instead of less. It's bigger than hip-hop, that friend said it best. You're probably listening like, who's this guy to tell me how to live? You're right, I don't know you, but I know I'm positive. If it's in my power to extend a helping hand, not even as a rapper, but as a fellow man, this is good versus evil. It's time to choose a side. I will never be perfect, but at least I know know I tried. Say something.
You are listening to Emerging Souls Radio. This is episode 38, Overcoming Strongholds. I'm your host, Queen Kenya.
And I'm Ashley the Great.
And this episode, we are focusing on, as we have stated, overcoming strongholds. How many times have you found yourself in an awkward place, doing things over and over again that you don't want to do? Maybe a habit, or talking to certain people, or I see he's trying to get my attention, so I suppose he wants to say something. Go ahead, I see.
I want to say, just keep it real. Like, I mean, this might be too raw because, you know, I'm an open book, right? So, strongholds, like watching pornography, you know what I mean? And, you know, things that you thought you were supposed to overcome. But it's still that stronghold that got you bound to that thing of perversion. Like, I ain't all the way delivered from that. Sometimes I slip up, you know, even to the point of being over too friendly. You know what I'm saying? Even in a marriage, you got to be careful about that. You got to give your strongholds to God, and he will break it. You know what I'm saying? He will break it. He will destroy the yoke if you want the yoke to be destroyed. But if you don't want to overcome the stronghold will lead you to a funeral.
True indeed. There are many ways to dissect what Icy has even just spoken. If you have a stronghold that leads into perversion, let's say pornography, it's something that you try to distance yourself from or separate yourself from. It's not, and especially if you have been exposing yourself to something like that for a time, months, years, it's not something that's just going to go away. Let's say you start going to church and you realize that your habit of watching that or participating in things of that nature is ungodly, or it's not something that's beneficial for you spiritually. You realize that and you're like, okay, I don't need to do that no more. I need to stop. But once you acknowledge it and you make the commitment within your heart and your mind that you want to stop, that doesn't automatically mean that it's going to stop that day. It took years for you to be involved in it, and it may take some time for you to be delivered from it completely and then get out of it. One example that I like to use is I used to be a smoker, a heavy smoker for years. I started smoking when I was like 16. I used to smoke cigars. And I did it for fun and socializing purposes. But after a while, it became a habit, and it became something that I did, and it became a part of my life. And for years, I just did it because that's what I wanted to do. But the closer that I got to God and my relationship with God, I realized, one, that it wasn't something that was pleasing in the eyes of God, and it wasn't something that was beneficial to my temple, my physical being.
Oh, your lungs,
so I needed to separate myself from that thing. But because I had done it for so many years, by the time I really decided to separate myself from it, I think I was like, oh, I'm not going to even say it because I'll be telling y'all how old I am. But let's just say I started at 16, so at least 20 plus years later, that's when I decided to quit. So, but when I decided to quit, I prayed, and I knew that it was not something that was going to be easy, but I also knew that it was going to require discipline. Yet, I also knew that there was going to be some things that I needed to do. So I just told God, I prayed, and I said, God, I want you to take the taste for this thing out of my mouth. I want you to take the urge and the desire of these cigars from me. I don't want to want it anymore. And God spoke to me and was like, okay, I can help you with that. I'll do it. So, but there are some things that you need to do. And I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? And every time I got the urge to want to go to the store, I would have to not go to the store. Like, God was slowly taking it away from me, but I had to make an effort for it to be completely gone. When I resisted it, then it would leave me. But as long as I entertained it, it would still linger. And if I actually did partake in it, it would just make it harder for me to let it go completely. So saying all that, I'm saying, in order for me to be able to quit successfully, when I had a thought or urge, I couldn't go to the store and buy it, and I couldn't put myself in the presence or in the environment of people who was partaking it. Because if I did that, then I would only be setting myself up for an opportunity of failure. So if you know, for the example that we've used, that you have had a history of watching pornography or participating in illicit, explicit, I should say, sexual perversion actions, if you have done that and now you're deciding, oh, I don't want to do that no more, it's not godly, it's not good for me spiritually, I want to be distant and apart from that, I don't want that for my life anymore. If you've come to that conclusion and you've acknowledged that for yourself, great, kudos for you. But it's not just going to happen overnight. You have to ask God first to help you. And then one thing that we've already mentioned, fasting would be a very great tool in this aspect, because when you fast, you sacrifice, you give of yourself, and you're obedient in spirit unto God in that nature. So you're fasting, you're praying, but in the midst of that, you also have to turn away from the action of doing those things. You have to turn away from putting yourself in the environment or putting yourself around those people who might encourage you or entice you to participate in things of that nature. So I just wanted to expound upon that a little bit to get you guys a better understanding of some of the strongholds that you may be experiencing in your life, and just some of the strongholds that we have actually experienced. And by God's grace, I have been delivered from smoking. I no longer smoke. I've been smoke free for 3 years now, and I thank God for that. I see.
I wanted to say something. It's going to be a little deep, a little raw. Again, I've been child molested when I was young, you know, and that led me to hanging on the fence a little bit.
What you mean by hanging on the fence?
I mean, you know, there's two sides to a fence.
Yes.
Okay, so that led me to experience amount of sexual acts with women, but it also
made you promiscuous.
It made me promiscuous, yes, but it also led me up to even having an encounter with men. And I'm being, you can hate me, you can talk about me, you don't got a heaven or a hell to put me in, but I'm telling you, I know what it's like to be molested. I know what it's like to even go to that side. My wife looking at me crazy right now, and I don't care, because I want to share this. When you delivered and you ain't scared to tell your testimony what God delivered you from, if you're afraid, you ain't delivered.
True indeed.
So I thank God. I thank God. I thank the Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that I'm sharing it with you. You don't have to be a homosexual. You don't have to be a lesbian. That is a stronghold that was put on you by generational curses or lies that was told to you by the enemy and the demonic spirits that's in you. But I decree and I declare that you come back to the natural affection. Because a man and the man and the woman being together cannot procreate. So the only thing that lies behind that is death.
Truth spoken with facts of spirituality, supporting it by God's word. I'm saying it that way because I know we may have a vast, diverse audience. And not to be offensive, but to speak facts and speak truth. What he has spoken is real. God created man and woman to be together. That is the creation. That is our belief. And that is what we stand upon as far as the foundation. what people choose.
You apologize.
I am not apologizing. I am not apologizing. I am not. That's not what I'm doing. What people choose to do in life, everybody has a choice. And we're not going to make this show about homosexuality because it's not. This show is about
strongholds.
This show is about strongholds, and homosexuality is a stronghold, just like other things that we've talked about.
Adultery, fornication, lying on your income taxes,
pornography,
false witness, smoking, reveling, rebellion,
all these things,
hatred.
Which to minimize it all is just say sin. Sin is sin.
Sin is sin.
But
no, to
clarify what has been spoken, not to apologize, but to clarify what has been spoken, even though we have choices in life, just like I had a choice from the time that I was 16 until 3 years ago, whether or not I chose to smoke in my life. I chose to smoke, but the choice was to smoke or not to smoke. But I chose to do it. So because I chose to do it, even though when I decided to stop, I still had to deal with the repercussions of what I had chosen for all those many years. So even though you get to a place where you acknowledge who you are and what you're becoming and what you want to be, you still have to fall in the line of the way of the universe. You reap what you sow. And so you're faced with the reality of living out what you once experienced in the past, represented in your present. And that can be represented in many different ways. For the one who was molested as a child, for the one who was, you know, decided to be a transgender person as an adult, those are choices that you make. And in your choices that you make, when you come to see the great maker, that's between you and God. There's nothing that we can say or do to deter you from your life choices. But at the same time, we are called and commissioned by God to speak truth, to stand on the foundation of truth, to stand on our belief, and to profess that with boldness and authority that is given to us by God. And on that note, we'll come right back with you.
I got one more thing.
Before we need to
really,
play the music.
Is it really a choice, or are you taking on another image?
See, that's what I'm talking about. We need to get more into that after the break. We going to have some music to break all this conversation up. And then when we come back, we'll expound a little bit more about that. Is it your choice, or have you taken on the image of something else? Let's go into this music, and we are going to flow into Monster Stunt. Do you have monsters inside of you?
Monster get out of us, monster get out of here. We have monsters inside of us. Do you fear? Are you scared? Leave it on my corrupt balloon to every fear. Are you aware? Let's make it clear. Monsters get out of us. Monsters get out of here. Yeah. We have monsters inside of us. Do you fear? Are you scared? Leave it on my corrupt balloon to every fear. Are you aware? Let's make it clear. Monsters get out of us. Monsters get out of here. We have monsters inside of us. Do you fear? Are you scared? Leave it on my corrupt balloon to every fear. Are you aware? Let's make it clear. Monsters get out of us. Monsters get out of here. Yeah. Killer in our community, whacked it worse. Gangs are calling themselves blessed. Kevin Avernus of a curse. Everybody wanna be flagging, have their pants sagging. They trick with lies, negate the truth. You need a job. Distort that out of you. You think it's you, it's the spirit wearing you. Repent, repent, serving your wicked ways. A lot won't nerve, make their wicked ways. And I give God the praise. Father, God, in these last days, everything is so crazy. No need to kill yourself, it won't help. You still have to answer for yourself. Don't cut your neck, cut that tight belt. Cry out to God, young people, and free yourself. You can't do it by yourself, we all need help. I know you how you feel. Seems like you getting corrected, but your soul is infected. Don't entertain the mind and possession. My heart cries out to you, trust me, I feel you. Jehovah needs you, we'll make it brand new. We have monsters inside of us, do you fear? Are you scared? Leave it on my corrupt balloon to every fear. Are you aware? Let's make it clear. Monsters get out of us. Monsters get out of here. We have monsters inside of us, do you fear? Are you scared? Leave it on my corrupt balloon to every fear. Are you aware? Let's make it clear. Monsters get out of us. Monsters get out of here. Yeah. We have monsters inside of us, do you fear? Are you scared? Leave it on my corrupt balloon to every fear. Are you aware? Let's make it clear. Monsters get out of us. Monsters get out of here. We have monsters inside of us, do you fear? Are you scared? Leave it on my corrupt balloon to every fear. Are you aware? Let's make it clear. Monsters get out of us. Monsters get out of here. Yeah.
Yo, this joint is dedicated to all my people out there who've been disappointed, let down, heartbroken, dream shattered. No more crying, no more crying, stop crying. Pick yourself back up and try again. 2008, for we read against all odds. Me and the Lord Jesus Christ against all gods. I am legend, the track is linoleum. While my lyrics doing headspins, they land in the B-boy stand, it's fantastic. Peace to my man Kid Elastic and Crazy Legs. The 1980s was some crazy days. Remember Buck Rogers? My bad, there I go. I got all caught up in the nostalgia. Back to the present, women rape, kids holler. The rise of the euro and the fall of the American dollar. When the market crashed, we all broke. Think of America as one big house that's soon to foreclose. It ain't all good, it's all bad. When Chinese slaves get 10 cents a day to make the clothes on our back. But you don't care as long as you can lean with it, rock with it. Take a chick to this hell and brag about I hit it. But after you nut off, back to reality. The whole American dream is built on a fantasy. Because I speak the truth, the whole world mad at me. I rhyme from the gut, even though you don't give a flying what. The world is getting scary as they replacing the armed forces with Blackwater mercenaries. There I go, getting ahead of myself. You won't understand this rhyme till 2012, when I be the first one admitting I'm a man of contradiction. Failed many missions, sidetracked from the vision. Was caught in the web of sinning. Corey Red hasn't always been a good example of a Christian, but I'm still trying. Fell off of my cloud nine and tried to hold on, but cut my hand on a silver lining. As I'm falling, the Lord I'm calling, ready to die. And my destiny's forever shining in Mount Zion. So in 900 years when archaeologists are digging, and they unearth some MP3s where I'm spitting, and they listen, impressed and share with their brethren, and they wonder who was Corey Red. I am legend. In 900 years when archaeologists are digging, and they unearth some MP3s where I'm spitting, and they listen, impressed and share with their brethren, and they wonder who was Corey Red. I am legend. Yeah, I am legend. I am legend. I am legend. I am legend.
You are listening to Emerging Souls Radio, Overcoming Strongholds. This is episode 38. I'm your host, Queen Kenya.
And this is I See the Great, the Truth Teller, Even If It Get Me Killed.
You won't die and won't get you killed. Okay.
I'm a realist.
We have been talking about overcoming strongholds. And one particular scripture in the Bible that I see has brought to my attention expounds greatly upon the idea of where our mind and spirit and body should be during a time like this. It's in Galatians 5, chapter 5, verses 1 through 24, entitled Life by the Spirit. I'm going to try to read through it quickly, but if I get an unction to stop, I may stop before then. But please do check it out for yourself and read Galatians 5, 1 through 24. 1 through 24. It reads, oh, actually, I'm starting at verse 13. I apologize. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. This is so deep. You really have to like read this and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what it would mean to you at this appointed time in your life. I'm continuing on. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. And I have read to you Galatians 5, 13 through 26, actually. I need to change that. Galatians 5, 13 through 26. But just read the whole chapter. Chapter 5 is good. Life by the Spirit. There's so much explanation in there. Truly, what we're talking about is overcoming strongholds. There's no way that you can overcome a stronghold without being in alignment with the Spirit of God. And this scripture passage speaks directly to that. There are certain things that you need to do and certain things that you shouldn't be doing to align yourself in the Spirit of the Most High God so that you can overcome your strongholds. I see.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that because, you know, what's in your fruit basket?
Meaning?
My wife's looking at me like he always got something to say. But what's in your fruit basket? You got to really check your fruit basket. If you say you're an apple, you shouldn't resemble an orange. See, living by the Spirit means that you have to overcome strongholds. And when you overcome strongholds, you give the strongholds to God because you can't do it by yourself. So
Amen.
You ask for the help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My God. And when you ask for the help of the Holy Spirit, you have to understand that you have a problem. You can't justify your sickness. You need to go to the one that's the physician to help you with your sickness. So reading Galatians 5 will show you what God doesn't like. So if you have heard my woman of God, who's my wife, speak the word of God to you, you cannot say you have not heard, because you heard the unadulterated truth. Live by the Spirit, overcome the strongholds, or the Spirit will kill you and you will die with the stronghold.
True indeed. That is the truth. And we are going to go into this next track entitled More of You. It's by Shekinah Glory. Sometimes we need to just take a minute to indulge in God, not the things of the world, not the things of the flesh, but just to cry out unto God and say, God, you know what? I want more of you. And perhaps if you would open your mouth and speak that unto God, you will realize that professing that will give you even greater power and greater authority, because confession is good for the soul. And yet profession, professing your love for God and your need of God, is great for you, because it's also a praise unto God. So be encouraged today as we play this song for you entitled Shekinah Glory. Oh, it's by Shekinah Glory, entitled More of You.
Somebody just bless him like you wanted, like never before. Come on, praise him like you wanted, like never before. Somebody let out like never before praise. Come on. Thank you.
knees every night and I pray, asking Lord, let him hear, I got something to say. There's a fear out there when it's coming your way. Don't let it stop you from living for what you were made. It's not a dream, it's a destiny. Blessed is he when the whole world listens to this mess in me. There's a message inside what you get from me. A little life, little love, that's a recipe. So when the world is crashing down and you feel the weight on your shoulders, try to pick it up but you're steady stacking up boulders. Every day's a gift, never miss it getting older. Blessing in the struggle, know that you're just on the road to a life you were born to live. So I wake up every day and just give it what I'm born to give. Everything in me and nothing less, while this heart's still beating up inside my chest. This is my day, this is my night, this is my pain, this is my life, this is what I was born to do.
You are listening to Emerging Souls Radio. This is episode 38 entitled Overcoming Strongholds. I'm your host, Queen Kenya.
And I'm Icy the Great, the truth teller.
Yes, this particular show has been a great one. One filled with experiences, encouragement, and enlightenment. I pray for you. To recap some of the scriptures that we have spoken of today, we started with Matthew 6 and 17, and we ended with Galatians 5, 1 through 26. And that is one that I really pray that you all will read and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the meaning of it for you, where you are at this particular time in your life. I want to say thank you to all the listeners who join us online live, and those who call in live, and for those who go back on Blog Talk Radio website and listen to the show later. Thank you to all of our listeners and supporters. We wouldn't have a show and we wouldn't be who we are without you. So we want to thank you. And then first and foremost, we want to give God all the glory and adoration for allowing us a platform and giving us an opportunity, a voice, the authority, and the gift to put this all together. We just want to bless God and bless you as well for listening to the show. Remember, if you are an artist and you would like to send in your music or poetry, whatever you have that you would like to share, you can send it in to emergingsoulsradio@gmail.com, MP3, and you can send it in as an MP3. That's what I'm saying, not at MP3. It's part of the Gmail. Okay. But you can send it in and we will put it in rotation heavily for you, and we would be honored to play you and have you on the show. If you ever want to be live to be interviewed on the show, let us know that as well. We can hook that up for you also. We are a platform to be here to encourage, to uplift, but also to allow an opportunity for artists and creativity to just basically explode within the show. That's what Emerging Souls Radio is all about. It's all about emerging souls. It's all about us coming from a place of where we were going to where we should be, but where we always have been, and just re-identifying with our true selves. I've been talking a lot. I see. Is there anything that you would like to say before we begin to shut our show down for today? One more last thing I do want to say.
Go ahead, baby. I love it.
Please, 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 please find us on Facebook, Emerging Souls Radio. Like our page, share it with a friend, and check out our previous shows, because we do post previous show lists from like last week and the week before. And we're on live now every Tuesday at 9. If we're going to miss, we'll let you know. But from this point on, we're not trying to miss any shows. So every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are live, no doubt.
I like how you do that. You're so old school. She in the ride, Kevin, KRS-One, Daylight Soul. But,
yes.
You know, as the rising of daylight, You didn't get what I just did.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that the Lord will redeem your soul from a burning hell.
Mm. Wow.
Because we can play games all we want. We can continue to play house with these strongholds. But hell is for real.
True indeed.
And so is heaven. So choose your state. You either enter the gate or you bound for the lake.
Wow. On that note, we want to encourage you to overcome your strongholds. Why? Because it's possible. Anything is possible when you are a child of the Most High God and you have Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as your Savior. When you have the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKadosh, to be with you, lead you, guide you, and protect you, then you can know who you are.
Well, baby, you speaking another language with that tongues?
No, it's Hebrew.
Do it again.
No.
Do it again, yo. That was dope. Do it again.
For those who...
Please do it again.
For those who are unfamiliar with...
Don't embarrass me. Do it
the
again.
Different languages. I will, okay? For those who are unfamiliar with the different languages or different names that are associated with God, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, I'm one who is very open and I embrace my trueness in every aspect of the way. So I'm always led by the Spirit of God, but I discern because of God's grace well, and I adapt to different languages and different cultures that express the love for my Creator. So it's Yeshua HaMashiach, that's Jesus, the Messiah, and Ruach HaKodesh, that's Hebrew for Holy Spirit. Also, Yahweh is God. So you can find this anywhere. You can Google it and look it up. But that's how I reference the Trinity at times. But to all who are listening, be blessed and remember to read Galatians 5, 1 through 26, Life by the Spirit. It will truly, truly, truly bless you. And I pray that this episode, Overcoming Strongholds, has blessed you and that you will be blessed with many more shows to come on Emergent Souls Radio. Again, go to our Facebook page, like the show. You can check out myself and IC on Facebook as well if you want to like our pages or follow us. I'm Queen Kenya, Sister Kenya on Facebook. So if you want to follow me, you can. IC the Great is Isaiah David Chosen. Yeah, Isaiah David Chosen on Facebook. So you can follow him as well. We are just blessed and gracious to have you listen. And we are only on episode 38, but we are rising and we are growing and we are moving forward. And before this year is done, I believe that we'll get to 100. So,
ooh,
yeah, that's a lot of shows to get it in. But we got plenty of weeks ahead of us, and we might double up sometime.
And
but
look forward to them prophetic nights. I'm telling you, strong, true prophetic voices. We ain't talking about another house or another car. That's fine and dandy, but what about your soul? What about your house? What about your vehicle that need to move you to your destiny?
Yeah.
It's important.
Truly, we will be inviting Prophetess Katrina.
I love that. That's my spiritual mother.
We will be inviting her soon. She will share word from on high that God imparts in her to share with us. We will be doing a lot of conversational pieces. Check out the next show. The next show is going to be blazing hot. It's going to feature yours truly, Sister Kenya, but known to most now as Queen Kenya. It's going to be blazing. I don't mean to pump myself up like that, but it's going to be blazing hot, not because of me, but because of God and what God will do through me. Let me correct myself in my speaking. God is going to blaze hot on the next show. The next episode is going to be episode 39, and it's going to be entitled Poetic Inspirations. You don't want to miss this show, especially if you love spoken word, especially if you love poetry. you don't want to miss this next show. We're going to put out
real spoken word.
Yeah, we're going to find the great of the greats and put it all together and share with you, and hopefully you will be inspired. Remember, Emerging Souls Radio is all about
souls,
inspiring you, encouraging you, uplifting you, and bettering you so
and
that
you
can
you.
And so that you can re-emerge into who you truly
right.
are. And yes, there's rebuking, and yes, there's discipline, and there's chastising,
but it goes for us too.
Yeah, and it doesn't just come like it's coming from us. No, we're doing the work of the Lord. So
right.
if you get chastising by anything that we're saying, don't blame the messengers. We just the messengers. You got to go to God with that.
That's like if we talk about harlots, and you be like, I was offended by the word harlot, then you must be a harlot.
I'm not going to get into all of that.
It's the truth.
But
that's like with a whoremonger. If you get upset and offended that, oh, we said the word whoremonger, then you must have a little whoremongering.
That's possibly true. Yeah, that's possibly true. But some
not
people
possibly
just,
is the truth.
Some people just over spiritual. I ain't going to even say over spiritual. Over religious. That's what that
oh
is.
Oh, my God.
So,
over religious. It's
yes.
the truth.
Yes, they are. But anyways, with
well,
all that,
you call me over religion.
I wasn't saying that you were over religious. I'm just saying that they respond in that aspect after you said
that
they're over religious, not you.
Clean up, woman. Yeah.
You. Oh my God. Okay, we're about to
not
wrap
only,
up
not
our
only
show.
The next show, the spoken word show. My wife writes a lot. You don't even understand how much she writes. She got crates upon crates. So when she digs in the archives, and I did say archive, because now we got MP3 where you could download it online, but she got albums. My God. So when she does this, it's real spoken word, because spoken word have been perverted, and a lot of these artists have killed hip-hop. She no longer has a womb, and God is using us to impregnate her again with truth. So
yes, indeed, and we're going to talk all about that on our next show, episode 39, Poetic Inspirations. Yes. Until then, be blessed. May God's blessings and grace and peace be upon you, and may you be inspired to overcome your strongholds. May you be encouraged to overcome your strongholds. May you be uplifted from the words spoken on this show tonight and in the music that has been played. I hope it has inspired you. Maybe you've heard an inspiration somewhere within the lyrics of what we played to push you further along in your journey. Your
we're
true
be playing
journey.
Worship as well. It's not gonna all be rap. Because some things need to be wrapped up in worship.
That's right. And on that note, we are going to go into one of my favorite worship songs.
Really?
Songs, yes, entitled Greater Is Coming. Because what? Greater is coming.
By
Jacqueline
Carr, whose birthday is on the same day as mine, April 23rd.
Yes, happy belated birthday, Jacqueline Carr. And happy belated birthday to my honey. Okay, Greater is coming, especially after you have overcome your strongholds. Be blessed. Until next time. Peace.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. crushing in the spirit, preparing me.